This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
For a lot of folks, college football is a New Year's Day tradition. Curl up on the couch, take one last day to be lazy. Relax your way through the end of the holidays. There will be 5 college bowl games this January 1st, 40 bowl games this year, including today's succinctly named Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. In our latest installment of Holidays brought to you by Marketplace's Andy Euler explains how we got to all these bowl games.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
the 1985 Orange Bowl. It's brought to you by...
Remember that 1985 Orange Bowl game? New Year's Day, Oklahoma against Washington. No? Me neither. I was 3 at the time. But if you were watching, you might remember this Delta Airlines commercial. Long before goofy commercials and New Year's college football bowl games, in fact, on January 1st, 1902, the new president of the Tournament of Roses Parade had an idea. He decided Pasadena, California would stage a college football game to drum up tourism in the area. Other cities liked the idea and followed suit. Rob Bauman at College of the Holy Cross explains.
A lot of bowls were formed by local nonprofit tourism and commerce committees of cities so that they could promote the area and they could invite people from out of town, which were the teams and the staff and all the fans.
In fact, we didn't even call them bowl games until 1923, when the game first moved to Pasadena's famous Rose Bowl Stadium. In the 20s and 30s, these bowl games became popular on the radio with plenty of sponsors and commercials. But on New Year's Day in 1952, exactly 50 years after the first game of its kind, everything changed. The first Rose Bowl was televised nationally, and there was no going back.
New Year's Day was a day when you watched bowl games with your dad and ate potato chips and California dip.
Michael Oriar there was the starting center for Notre Dame in the 1969 Cotton Bowl between the Fighting Irish and Texas Longhorns. He also wrote the book Bowled Over, big-time college football from the 60s to the BCS era.
When I grew up, there were 4 bowl games, the Orange, Sugar, Cotton, and Rose Bowl. And it was understood in the context of this struggle to keep college football in proper perspective.
Today, college football is a multi-billion dollar business, and it's not just 4 games on New Year's Day. It's 40. They start December 16th and last into the second week of January. Since the 1980s, there's been one big reason for that.
I think you then saw the cable universe explode. It's very vast. They needed programming.
David Carter runs the University of Southern California's Sports Business Institute. He says one network in particular is hungry for content.
You have to look at the amount of bandwidth that ESPN has. They've got programming to fill.
ESPN and ABC will broadcast 35 of the 40 games this year, like the DXL Frisco Bowl, on a Wednesday night. I went to a Buffalo Wild Wings in Austin to see what kind of response the game was getting. It was on a couple TVs, but nobody was really watching. It wasn't a great game, but it was a bowl game nonetheless. So is college football serving up too many bowls? Wright Waters is executive director of the Football Bowl Association.
If you're coming from the position of, I want the bowls to be part of a championship, then yeah. But if you're coming from the position of opportunities for student athletes, I'm not sure that argument holds water.
Sure, the players get a swag bag and a few extra weeks of practice to show their talent off to NFL scouts, but they're still not getting paid. And Rob Bauman at College of the Holy Cross says the local communities aren't getting much out of these bowl games anymore either.
This does not support the local economy, and that picture is somewhat getting worse as the attention gets focused to national TV audiences as opposed to attendance in the seats.
It's a far cry from New Year's Day in 1902, when Pasadena officials just wanted folks to come out to their little village's floral festival, maybe watch a football game in passing. You can still watch the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, but you're not going to know the final college football rankings until a week later on the night of January 8th. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.